This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, December 4, 2010. How God became man. The passage is from Philippians 2. Being in very nature God, Jesus made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Last January, many of us watched the events of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, Canada. Millions of people sat glued to their televisions as athletes competed for gold. Some of the athletes who did not win showed their disappointment publicly. More than one left for their home country immediately after their event, upset and angry. Of course, they had trained, dreaming of gold. Besides, it's in our nature to want to outdo the other person. It goes against the grain to sit on the bench, to play second fiddle, or to be relegated to the back seat. But that's what the Lord Jesus chose to do when he made himself nothing. Paul says that Jesus, who being in very nature God, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. That's what makes the coming of the Savior the most amazing event in all history. The Lord of heaven and earth, who is from all eternity, made himself nothing. The eternal Son of God took on the nature of a servant. From the glories of heaven, he stooped to be born in a stable. I encourage you to read these verses several times today. Spend some time during this Advent season to thank Jesus for his willingness to become nothing so that we might be saved and become somebody. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for your willingness to leave the glories of heaven for us. Thank you for becoming a servant so that we might be saved. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.